Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Beis Adar, 14th of February, Harav Eli Brunner Shlita, Binyan HaMikdosh.
Shus HaBoisai. So it was a great cover to speak here. This week's Sunday, Parshas Truma. We've got the mitzvah in the opening psukim, but also the mikdash for shachanti b'soicham. The Bein Shleim asked Klal Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash. It should be a mokum roi l'shchina. There's a fascinating medrash tanchuma in Parshas Tzav. The medrash says as follows: V'chein Omer Rab Shmuel Bar Abba, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Bein Shleim said to Klal Yisrael, Afal pishe Beis HaMikdash osid lichoy. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, the HaKabona is libotel, and the Kabonas will become bottle, loy tishkechu atzmechem neseda HaKabonas. Don't forget about the seda of the Kabonas. Eli hisharu likris behem, velishnois behem. Read the parshas of the Kabonas, learn them, study them. Vim ta'asku behem. If you get busy with the parsha of the Kabonas, ani male aleichem ki'ilu bekabonas atem oiskim. I'll reckon it for you, says the Bein Shleilim, as if you've been building the Beis HaMikdash. You've been offering the Kabonas in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'im ha'tzoyim chol leida bo, and if you want to know, boi orei, kasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu male le'yecheskel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yecheskel ha'novi, es tzuras ha'bayis, the picture of the Beis HaMikdash HaOsid, the third Beis HaMikdash. Mahu Oima, what does it say there in the Posuk? Hagei des Beis Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, it's a bias all about the Beis HaMikdash. V'yikol mevam neseyem, and they'll become embarrassed from their averus, umodu diastachnes, and they'll start to measure the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. Oma Yecheskel levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Yecheskel said back, Ribbono shel Olam, ad achshav onu nusinim begoyim. Up to now we're in Golos, be'eretz soineinu, in the land of our sonim. Va'ato oim eli, you're telling me, lohidil Yisrael, to go and tell Klal Yisrael, tzuras habayis, the picture how the Beis HaMikdash is going to look like. Ve'yishmu es kol tzuroisov, they should take care of the pictures, ve'es kol chukoisov. Are they able to do that in the matzav when they're in Golos? There's another gears. Hanoch lehem, los up, leave them alone. Ad sheyalu min hagoyla. Wait till they come up from Golos. Once they come up from Golos, then we can start talking. Then I'll tell them all about the Beis HaMikdash. Omar lo Yakodesh Baruch Hu Yecheskel. So Yakodesh Baruch Hu said back to Yecheskel Anovi. Just because my children are in Golos, yehe binyan beisi bottle? Should the binyan of the base, my base HaMikdash, be bottle? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, Godol kuyosu betoyla kebinyono. To read the parsha of the Beis HaMikdash, this posuk in this week's seder, v'osu le'mikdash v'shechante b'soichom, is as choshev kebinyono, as if we would be building it. Leich emoy lehem, go and tell them, v'yisasku likrish tzuras habayis, they should get busy with the whole picture of the Beis HaMikdash, b'toylo v'schar kriyoso. I mean, this schar of reading, sh'yisasku likrish bo, ani male aleihem ki'ilu heim asukim rabinu habayis. The medish goes through how great the person is, how happy a person is if he can get busy with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So I'll call upon him. What's born out from this medish is we see the chashivas of learning the parshas of the Beis HaMikdash of the and how to build it. All these psukim which we're going to have these five sedders coming up. Truma, Tetzavik, Kisit, Saviakra, Pekudim, all dealing with the Beis HaMikdash, and the Medrash says it's as choshuv as if we would be building the Beis HaMikdash b'yomeinu in our times. Now this, the Makor, of course, as we've quoted already, is the Pasuk building the Beis HaMikdash, v'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soicham. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Beis Habchir, and I'm quoting, Mitzvah Saseh, Lasseh, Bayis, Lashem, it's a mitzvah to make a house for Hashem, Muchon, Liyos, Makrivim, by Kabonis, ready to offer up in the Beis Hamikdash the Kabonis. V'choygig in Elov, that we should be able to celebrate Shonash Pomim Bashona, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, Shenema v'osel Mikdash v'shochanti b'soicha. And then he says, Kiven shenichnasu le'eretz, once Klal Yisrael entered the Eretz Yisrael, hamidu hamishkon b'Gilgal. They set up the Mishkan in Gilgal. Umishom bohu l'shiloi. From there they went to the next station, which was Shiloi. Ukeshemes Eli HaKoyen, when Eli HaKoyen, Chorv, the Mishkan was Chorv, ubohu l'noiv. They came to Noiv. Ukeshemes Shmuel, when Shmuel HaNovin died, Chorv, the Mishkan again was Chorv, ubohu l'givoin. They came to Givon, built it anew, the Mishkan. Umigivoin, bohu l'beis olomim, after Givon they came to the Beis Olomim, which was the Beis HaMikdash in the time of David HaMelech. Kiven shenivne hamikdash b'Yerushalayim, once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, nesu kol ha'mekoyim es kulon, all other places were forbidden to build livnois b'ayis Hashem, to build a house for Hashem, or lehakiv b'hem kolon, to offer up any kabonis. Ve'en shom b'ayis lo d'doyos ele b'Yerushalayim, the only place for d'doyos to be would be in Yerushalayim bilvad. And that place was, as we know it, Bahar Maria. Shom Nema, on that Bahar Maria, where Avraham Avinu was Makiv Yitzchok, wanted to be Makiv Yitzchok in the Akedah, Zois Menuchosi Adei Ad. The Mokem HaMikdash, where is Mekubal by us, is on the Har Maria, where Avraham wanted to do the Akedah. The Smag, this is the Sefer Mitzvahs Godel, he writes, and I'm quoting, Tanya B'Gemara Sanhedrin Dav Chof. The Gemara zogt in Sanhedrin Daf Chof. Shalosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael beis kinisos on the Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were commanded with three mitzvahs when they entered the Eretz Yisrael. Number one, livnois beis habchira, to build the beis habchira. Shenema, azei b'shteit v'hoi ha'mokim asher yivcha Hashem. That's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to build the beis hamikdash. And Zimana Mitzvah Shabinya Beis Abchir, the time that came for the building the Beis Abchir, Loi Higia Ad Yemei David. The time that would be ripe to build the Beis Hamikdash is in the time of David HaMelech. The Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam explains and says the reason why the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah Zagodl, he learned that Mitzvah is from, he holds from the Osuli Mikdash. Why doesn't he take on that mitzvah from the posuk learnt from Osul Mikdash, as the Rambam says? And he learns it out from that other posuk, that Mokem Ashiyivcha Beis Hashem, because he says, when the posuk says Osul Mishkon, Osul Mikdash, Shechanti B'Soicham, that refers to the Mishkon. The Mishkan was in the Midbar. He holds the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash are two different entities. On the other hand, the Rambam will say, the Rambam learns up from the Pasuk V'osili Mikdash, that's a cloud for everywhere, whether it refers to the Mishkan in the Midbar or the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that covers Mishkan V'osili Mikdash, covers everything, whether it's Shiloi, Noiv, or Givoin, that all comes under V'osili Mikdash. And the Raya is, because it says in the Pasuk V'osili Mikdash, and it doesn't say V'osili Mishkan. Also the Mikdash will cover the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And also is Mashmah from the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Shavuos, because the Pasuk says in this week, Seder V'chein Tasu, and Rashi says, O V'chein Tasu L'doyois. The Rambam doesn't want to learn this from the Pasuk of V'hoi HaMokem Asher Yivcha Hashem, as the Smag does, because there the mitzvah is not to build the Beis HaBchir. He says that it's just a sipur ba'alma, that when we bring the kabbonos to a Hashem, it's lemokoy ma'sheyivcha Hashem. But it's not. It doesn't mean the actual tzivui of building the Beis HaBchiyah. Only after we've done that first mitzvah, we've cut off the Zera of Amalek, then we had that mitzvah to build the Beis HaBchiyah. And the lie is, Vosoni Mikdosh. Now we have to understand, Rabbi, what is the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdosh? What do we need it for? So we brought the Rambam. The Rambam says that the gather of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is to, the Loshen was, Lasois Bais Muchon Liyuis Makrivim Bekobonis, to make a house ready for Hashem, that we should bring Kobonis V'Oilin Eidob L'Regel, that we should be able to boil a regal 3 times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Amo zokt dem Rambam, eina mitzvah nichleles bichlal mitzvah avodas hakavonos. This mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash does not come under the avoda of kavonos. Ela mitzvah bifnei atzmai. It's a mitzvah in its own right. Livnois Beis HaMikdash. And Tosis supports this, a Tosis in Shabbos. The Ramban, in Parshas Truma, this week's Seder, and in Parshas Ekev, he writes that the Ike Mitzvah is Shiyeye Beis HaMikdash L'Hashuos HaShkinah. We need the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem to rest the Shkinah there Be Yisroel Al Yedei Ho'oin VeHakruvim. Through the Oin, and above the Oin, the Kaporis, and above the Kaporis, the Kruvim, the Shkinah came through via the Kruvim. As the Pasuk says in this week's Seder, V'noyadati l'choshom, V'dibarti yitchom ala kapoinus, asher ala roin ho'edus. Now, once we've established why we need the Beis HaMikdash in order for the Shechina to rest there, now we need to understand, besides what the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash is as such, as a building, are the kelim also included in the binyan of the Mikdash? And here we have a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam learns in Sefer HaMitzvos that the Klei HaMikdosh is like the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Oin is included in the Binyan HaMikdosh. So holds the Rambam. The Ramban is Choylik. The Ramban is of the opinion. He holds that the Kelim are not included in the mitzvah of the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. They are a mitzvah in its own right. My Rebbe, Rebbe Leib Govitz, Zecher Tzadik Yivrocha, asked a starker kasha on the ganze inyan of the Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina, v'chulu v'chulu. Because this pasuk that we have, v'osu l'imikdash v'shechante b'soichom, l'choyer seems to be a tata desasa. It seems to be something which is self-contradicting. Why? Because, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'shechante b'soichom, that means to say that the Shechina rests in Klal Yisrael, and as the Alshech HaKodesh says, "Besoichoi loy nema ele besoichom," meaning that the Shechina rests in every single Yid. Why do we need the Beis HaMikdash? Just for a beautiful building? If it's to house the Shechina is resting in everybody. That was Reb Leib's kasha. And plus the fact, he's going on the Rambam, what's shaykh to be making a mokem hashchina? Surely we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekoy mishal olam, u'monech ol olatz kvoidoi. Are we saying that the Shechina is only in that building, in the Beis HaMikdash? The Shechina is everywhere. And he brings a Yalkut. In Yalkut state, that shloish yudvoim shoma moshe mipi hakvur. Moshe Rabbeinu heard 3 things from the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'nival, v'nirtas l'cholov. And when he heard these 3 in Yonim, he was shocked and sort of fell over backwards. B'shor she'omar lo v'ose li mikdash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, well, Moshe Rabbeinu, make for me a mikdash, v'shechanti b'soicham, omar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, koso b'mlochim, steht der Posek in Nach. Hine ha-shomayim, u-shomei ha-shomayim, lo yechal kelucho. The heavens and the heaven and heavens will not be able to support you. Va'ata oy meli, va'osali mikdosh. Is it possible to say you should make a mikdash for me? What? It's too small. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, lo kishem she'ato soiva. It's not how you're thinking, it's just the building, and I'll put the Shekhinah in the building. It's more than that. Elo, esim keresh betzofon, there's going to be 20 boards in the north, esim keresh bedorim, 20 koshim in the south, ushmoine b'mariv, and then another 8 in mariv. Va'ani yoyred umetzamtzem shekhinose lemato. I am going to come down, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol. I will confine my Shechina below. Dechsev, as it says, V'nayadati l'cho shom, v'dibarti itcho, malakapayos. Says the Sepponno, that the whole point of the Mishkan was for us. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'chein tasu. Meaning, says the Sepponno, Sha'atem tasu l'cho mokem kotten. Make for yourselves a small place, so I am able to rest my Shekhinah amongst you, ledabe imcho, to speak to you personally, ulekabel tfilas v'avoydes yisroel, in order that our tfilas should be a mekubal, should be accepted, and the avoidah which we do. And the Sepponno adds on, Sepponno was from the Gedoyle Rishonim, loikemoy shoho yokoydem ho'egel. The situation is not going to be as it was before the Egel. Shenema was of them steht b'chol ha-mokim asher aski eshmi over elecha ve'achticha. Wherever there be, wherever Klal Yisrael will be, I will put my Shekhinah there. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be tzamtzem his Shekhinah in a certain place, namely the Beis HaMikdosh. So we see from this Sepponno that lulei chet ha-Egel, if it wasn't for the Chet HaEgel, then there would be no necessity to have the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan as it was Bizman HaMidbar to tell us that the Shekhinah is there. It's only through the Egel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be Metzamtzem his Shekhinah in a certain location. So what emerges now from this Chazal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to rest his Shekhinah for us. We need the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that refers to all brochas and things. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our brochas. When we say Baruch Ato, the Rashba says it's Baruch Ato, you are Ribbono Shel Olam, are the Makoy of brochas, and we need to come onto the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not that the Ribbono Shel Olam needs us. Because through the Chet of the Egel, The world went into a lower madrega than it was originally. And therefore the Shekhinah couldn't rest everywhere. It needed a certain location where the Shekhinah would be. Now there is a beautiful medrash, a medrash rabba, which says that the whole tachlis, and the Tanya talks about this a lot, that why the Ribbono Shel Olam is here, is in order to create that should be a Shekhinah betachtoinim. The Shekhinah should rest with us. And the Medrash says like this, something very amazing. Kibin shechoto Adam HaRishon, when Adam HaRishon sinned at the chet of the Eitz Hadas, nistalka Shekhinah l'Rikia HaRishon. The Shekhinah moved up to the first heaven. Choto Kain sinned when he killed Hevel, nistalka Shekhinah l'Rikia HaSheni. The Rikia moved up to the second Rikia. Choto Doi Enosh, the Doi Enosh sinned, Nistalka Shekhinah L'Kiya Shlishi, the Shekhinah moved up further away, up to the third Rekia. Choto Doi Hamabel, the Doi Hamabel sinned, Nistalka Shekhinah L'Kiya Revia, the Shekhinah moved up to the fourth Rekia. Choto Doi Afloga, the Doi Afloga sinned, the Tower of Migdal Bobel, the Tower of Bobel, Nistalka Shekhinah L'Kiya Chamishi. The Shekhinah moved up to the fifth Rekia. Chotu Anshe Stoim, Nistalka Shekhinah L'Kiya Shishi. The Rekia moved up to the sixth heaven. Bimei Avom, Nistalka Shekhinah L'Kiya Shivi. The time of Avom was in Mitzrayim, which was a Mokim Zima, the Shekhinah moved right up to the seventh Rekia. Uchenegdan, sagt der Medrash, um du sein Tzedikim. Seven Tzedikim came along, v'hoyed hashchina bishvileinu. and brought the Shechina down to us, back down onto ground. Avram heard the Shechina mir Kia Zion. Avram brought the Shechina down from Kia Zion, seventh Kia. Yitzchak heard the Shechina mir Kia Hey. Yaakov heard the Shechina mir Kia Dalet. Levi heard the Shechina mir Kia Gimel. Kohos heard the Shechina mir Kia Beis. Amram was one of the four people who went high into Gan Eden. Amram heard Hashchina lekia Aleph. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's father. Amram, he was able to bring the Shechina down into Lekia Aleph. Omad Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu came along. Vohoyed Hashchina, he brought down the Shechina from the first Lekia down lematzah to us. The Chesiv al Zevi state Vayered Hashem al Sinai by Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring down the Shechina onto Har Sinai, down onto the ground. Through the Chet HaEgel, Nistalik HaShechina. The Shechina was removed once again. Then we needed a small place in order that the Shechina should once again rest amongst us. And says the Medish, Ho'odon yochol leilach b'chol o'ilom. Man can walk throughout the world. Ve'ena margish ha'shchina l'mala mimenu. He won't feel that the Shechina is with him. Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu nirakim esulak min ha'briya. And ke'ilu cholila the Ribbono shel Olam, it has gone from us. Ava b'mokem mishkan. When once we have the mokem ha'mishkan, Shechina shom. The Shechina is back there. Then Yochan HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledabe im Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak to man, v'atfilis v'avoides miskal b'nishom. And the tfilis and avoides are accepted there. And the reason why the Mokem HaMukdash is designated for Hashem that the Shechina should rest there is zokta al yedei shamechitzes shel Mokem. Because the mechitzes are from the mokem, ho'odom miskalem laKadosh Baruch Hu. It's there in that place in the mokem amikdash that man comes close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ad shiroi haKadosh Baruch Hu yirkov loy. That Ribbono Shel Olam feels just as he feels close to us, we feel further close to him, and vice versa as well. V'zeh skulas amokem shel amikdash as the medrash. This is the school of the mokem amikdash ve'hamishkon. However, Babuniseinu ha'olamim, through our sins, kishechol beis hamikdash was destroyed, loy nisha mokom l'shechina bo'olam. There's no place in the world where the Shechina shall rest. Avol kosu ha'sforim, our sforim, right, ki ha'boti k'nisiyois, u'boti medroshois, heim beged ha'mikdash ma'at. Our boti knesios, our shuls, and our boti medoshim, our yeshivas, and our kolonim, they are known as the mikdash me'at. It's a miniature beis hamikdash. V'odom yochol niskarev al yodom neshchina. And through going into shul, and the beis medesh, and the kolon, and yeshivas, we're able to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our tefillas and through our limud HaTorah. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, amoye dikavot. We all know he's got a whole safe on it. As Reb Yaakov already said, this Indian of Lashon Hara is Cholila a killer. As we know, Hamoves V'chaim B'yad HaLoshon. Zokta B'de Chofetz Chaim, to speak Lashon Hara in Shul, or in the Beis HaMedrash, or in a Kollel, or in a Yeshiva, is far worse than speaking Lashon Hara in the street. The same Lashon Hara. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, and the reason is simple. Because as we explained, our kolonim, our yeshivas, our both the knesias, both the medroshas, are bimkoim, the Beis HaMikdash. It's a miniature Beis HaMikdash, so we're keenly throwing the Shechina out of the window. So it's so much worse to speak Lashon Hara in a Mokom Kodesh than outside. As for Taka, Zukta Chofetz Chaim, for the Osel Osel Lovoi, the third Beis HaMikdash, again, we have a machloikus rishonim. How the third Beis HaMikdash, how will it be built? Will we build it? Will it be man-made? Or will it come down like prefabricated? You see these buildings, you just plonk them down, a crane comes, and lo and behold, the Beis HaMikdash will be here. Is a machlok is showing you how it's going to work. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBchira that the mitzvah is mitzvah livnois Beis Hashem sheyivne b'deodom. The mitzvah of the binyan Beis HaMikdash is through us. It's going to be man-made. We'll build the Beis HaMikdash. And in Sefer Yod Chazoko and in Sefer Mitzvahs, there's a pella there, that there it's not mentioned the whole and the union of Obizman Azer, how lo osel lovoi, Moise Shiach, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. He cuts it short there. And we find in Perek Yud Aleph, in Hilchas Melochim, the Rambam says, I'm quoting, HaMelech HaMashiach osed lamoid ulahachse malchus beis dovid liyoshno. The Melech HaMashiach, he is going to come along and he will re-establish the Malchus Dovid as it was. Uboine HaMikdosh. He will build the Beis HaMikdosh. Ad Kan L'Shoyne from the Rambam. And so holds the Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon that this mitzvah of Osuli Mikdosh is given over to us. The Binyan and Beis HaMikdosh will be man-made. However, Rashi in Sukkah and Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, there Rashi is of the opinion that he writes, Mikdash Sho'osid, Sho'onu Metzapim, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, which we are waiting for, which will be able to see Bimheir B'Yomeinu, Bonui U'meshuchlon Hu Yegale V'Yova Mishumayim, Shenem HaMikdash Hashem Koinu Yodecho. Rashi is of the opinion, both in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be prefabricated, will come down ready, built. Omnam, there is a shtickle tzorach here on Rashi himself, because Rashi in Yechezkel is mashmer, that it's going to be man-made. Oh, that's a problem, it's a shiur on its own, to fend for the Rashi. Or Bal Kol Ponim, we see that there will also be Mikdash, according to Rambam. Rambam holds that both the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is covered by the Veshuchanti B'Soichem. According to the Smak, the mitzvah of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is learned from the Pasuk, V'hoya ha-mokim asher yivcha Hashem lekim boi l'shakin shemoy shom. So, in summary, we have a machlokes v'shoinim, the Beis HaMikdash, when the Pasuk says V'osul HaMikdash V'shechanti B'Soichem, does it refer to the Beis HaMikdash or does it refer to the Mishkan? Then we had another machlokes v'shoinim, whether or not the Kelim are included in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And finally we had a machlokes v'shoinim, whether or not the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, will that be man-made or will it come down ready from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Yerotzem b'fanecha Devish is a helpful, we should be zoicha to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We should be able to do the avoido. V'sein chakein v'soyesechem uzol zoychazan tzuzein de gula shalema b'mheir b'yomeinu b'rachmim g'doinim omein. Amen.